This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Thursday, February the 22nd. I love that. Every year I get for 28 times or more to say February. Professor Stefan on the air with student Victoria and Miss Shillen. Should I say Ms.? No, no. Ms. Well, you're not a Miss anymore anyway. Victoria Keelan is a Ms. Have you ever, anybody ever referred to you as Mrs.? Anything? Because you didn't take your husband's name. Somebody
No, I didn't, but... Well, he says it to me.
Does he?
Mrs. Pellegrino. Yeah. But that's okay.
I'll break to that.
Yeah,
you know
he's allowed.
Doing there? Kara, did you get what I was doing there?
Sure.
Mrs. Pellegrino, I'll drink to that.
Yeah. Very funny.
All right, let's get to it. What's trending in this hour of the DJV show?
Well, Olympics.
Ms. Keelan? Yes, yeah.
Ms., thank you. Ms. Olympics, so some amazing news. Team USA, the women's hockey team, defeated Canada 3-2 in a shootout last night in a really, really great game. It is the first time we have won gold, the gold medal since Nagano in 1998. So, and Canada has had the last four straight championships, so they were forced to settle for silver. Sorry, Canada. But go Team USA, the girls did a great job. And over on the Bunny Hill, Lindsey Vonn has had her final run. She did not make the podium. She was very disappointed with that. But Michaela Schifrin took silver. And, of course, Switzerland won. All these skiing nations, you know, they just keep winning and winning and winning.
Yeah, there's no good sense against it. You should take them on it. They could be our 51st, 52nd, 53rd state. So we can always win.
That's right. Didn't Trump say he wanted people from Norway? They're the ones winning the Olympics, so.
Right. Let's have more of them.
Yes. And, of course, it's other trending items. It is apparently National Chili Day.
Really?
Even though it was 78 degrees yesterday in New York City where I am. I was in a t-shirt and shorts, which is not great in February. But also, it is National Margarita Day. Another summery thing.
Drink to that. National Margarita Day, known to the most common tequila-based cocktail served in our country, the Margarita from Margaritaville, cocktail that consists of, listen to me telling, why am I doing this? I shouldn't do this. You should. What is
You're informed. You've probably had a margarita at some point in your life,
I've
right?
I've probably had a sip. And if I did, it was around. Jennifer is a really bad influence on me. Every time I go someplace with her, either to dinner or I go to her house or something like that, she's always trying to give me some kind of a schnapps and trying to pass it off. Oh, Dougie, you'll love this. This is not going to hurt you.
That sounds like a great influence to me. I want to hang out with Jen more often.
Good friend.
Yeah, she's always passing off that stuff. Anyway, so how many different kinds of tequila are there, and how many different mixes? Isn't there such a thing as a tequila mix? Do I remember that? What's the story?
Well,
hold on a second. Kara's going to bartender school. Why am I talking?
I know, right?
All right, come on, Kara.
Come on, Kara.
What's the story? How do you make a margarita?
Well, there's not a tequila mix. There's a margarita mix that goes with it. So you can just buy it from the store. It's just tequila and sour mix and, like, some lime juice. But
yeah.
I don't know. Is there a triple second margarita? I should probably know that, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to the bar
with
you.
It's been a little while.
finished the course?
Yeah, I finished it.
Did you get a job?
I've got two jobs lined up.
Really?
For a catering company.
You're holding out. You didn't tell me you were all set ready.
Well, yeah, you're never around in the break, so I didn't tell you. But Victoria knows.
Yeah.
You can tell me on the air.
But you might want to beef up on how to make a margarita, because that is a popular bar drink.
Yeah, it's early in the morning.
Shaken with ice, frozen with ice.
A while.
Straight up without ice. How many different drinks can you make straight up? But anything can be straight up, right?
And yeah. Any kind of liquor, yeah.
Yeah. So would you have bourbon straight up? Yeah, I suppose you would. Right?
I wouldn't, but somebody would.
Yeah, I wouldn't mix bourbon with anything, really.
And what's the difference between bourbon and scotch? It's both from Ireland, aren't they? I remember that from being in Ireland.
Neither.
Really?
Neither are from Ireland. Whiskey is Irish.
Yeah. Whiskey.
Scotch is Scottish, and bourbon is
American.
From Kentucky.
Yeah.
But isn't it all the same stuff, basically?
No.
What's
it's all different. It's different. There's different hops and stuff that make it. I'm not a brown liquor drinker, but there's different hops and grains. Like rye is different than bourbon. That's different than whiskey. It's all different grains that they use to distill.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
I'm sure Carol just learned all this.
Drink to that. So what? Tell us about what are you working for? Catering company? When do you do that?
Well, I haven't started my training yet, but that's just going to be like a occasional evening weekend thing. So, I mean, anytime you like go to a wedding or something and they have like one of them is a specific event venue. So I'll be doing like weddings and corporate events there. And then another one is a staffing agency. So they'll send me out to different events throughout the city. So who knows?
It's good extra money. It's a great way to make money.
Yeah, so it should hopefully be fun. Maybe I'll get to do some fancy events. Maybe I'll cater something at the White House. You think they'll hire me to make some relatively bad margaritas for them?
Do they drink? Remember, who was it that was president? Jimmy Carter wouldn't allow alcohol, right? Wasn't it Jimmy Carter? No alcohol in the White House?
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
No, I think it was
awful. Like, even for state dinners?
Pretty sure.
Really?
It was Jimmy Carter. You can check it, but I think
that sounds ludicrous. How do you have someone from France tell them that they can't have a glass of wine with dinner?
I'm just telling you.
Or Italy? Really?
Yeah, that's it. Today, we mourn something that I forgot to do yesterday. I'm sorry. Yesterday was National Sticky Bun Day, known as Schnecken, meaning the sticky bun is rolled into a sweet spiral. It's called, the Schnecken is a snail. So then Cinnabon is the big one, right?
Yeah, they're so good.
Sticky buns, but they're so bad for you.
Oh, they're terrible for you. Ah. Yeah, they're awful, but they taste so good.
So people say to me all the time, you always ruin things. Even food, something fun like a sticky bun, you ruin it by telling us how bad it is for you or how much sugar there is. Now, listen. You know what? The motivation is pure. I want to have all of you around as long as possible listen to this program, because I'm planning on going on forever, and the last voice I want to hear is yours. So there.
It's a good reason.
History of the Schnecken. I'd rather say that. I'm going to, from now on, call the sticky bun a Schnecken. I like that. Came to the United States in the 19th century. The Germans brought it with their other baking traditions.
The Germans bring a lot of good pastry.
Philadelphia. Schneckens. Schnecken Sie Deutsch? Schnecken. I like that. You hear that all day long.
Oh, great.
Schnecken.
February. Schnecken. February. Schnecken.
And library. So in February, enjoy a Schnecken in the library. How's that? Good sentence.
I'm not sure if the librarians will approve of that.
Yeah, probably not. Probably against the rules. That was the toughest thing for me. Mrs. Nielsen was the librarian when I was in school. And I used to, I've always been a talker. I know you find that hard to believe. But I would talk I wouldn't necessarily say anything. The stuff I said wasn't bad. I was just asking questions or I was talking.
You talked a lot in the library?
Yeah. I always
the librarian's worst nightmare.
Ah, awful. And I always made sure that I had some, and I didn't know it at the time why, but I had some cute girl from my class beside me who was helping me, or I was helping her, one or the other. My favorite was Valerie, but there were others. So,
this is a very interesting look into Doug's life.
Yeah, right, exactly. Don't forget that we always, we missed out on a couple of other things. National Swiss Cheese Day, known as Emmental cheese. Where'd that come from? Manufactured in the west region of Switzerland back in the 14th century. Swiss cheese didn't catch up on the rest of the world till the 1800s. Came over about the same time the Germans did. Those Germans, they did a lot of stuff when it comes to food. So, all right, ladies, it's quiz
Swiss
time.
Swiss cheese, though. Ugh, that's my least favorite cheese.
Why does Swiss cheese look the way it does? Anybody want to take a guess? Why does Swiss cheese...
Because it would smell even worse if it didn't have holes in it.
I don't know. Don't they make it with air holes in it? And
Well, the old thing, I remember my Uncle Sam, who was like my second father, used to tell me it was because the cheese was, the mice were chewing on it.
Oh, God.
But the bacteria that turns milk into cheese, there's a carbon dioxide given off by the bacteria, made the Swiss cheese create air bubbles in the process, resulting in those holes.
Hmm.
Size of the holes did not have an effect on the taste of it. Now I'm remembering, because we used to make...
Why doesn't every cheese have holes in it, then?
Raw cheese. Oh, it's whatever... I don't know that answer. Glad you asked me, but I don't know that whether it doesn't age as long. I know that the raw cheeses that we used to make and sell on the farm had holes in it, had mold on it, and people used to pay ridiculous amounts of money. You know, they'd pay $12, $14 for a pound of rotten cheese and think it was a great delicacy. Oh, my God, we have a cheese room in the barn that's set at 54 degrees. And that's where we put the raw cheese and sat out there for 6 months before you could sell it.
I like raw cheese, though. There's a lot of raw milk, cow and sheep. I've had raw sheep and raw cow milk cheese. It's delicious.
There you go.
Better for you, right? You're not like killing all the good stuff that's in it.
All right, here's something else that will ruin it. We're in sort of in the food news mode because the rest of the stuff going on today isn't worth much time. We'll get to it, but I don't want to. I'd like to start this hour with something that we can chew on. Actually, you can't chew on romaine lettuce. There has been for the past 7 weeks people in the U.S. becoming ill from a strain of E. coli that comes from eating romaine lettuce. I don't know that that's been fixed.
Haven't heard that.
Well, you clean things up. You got to win. This is the same old stuff. Every time this happens, I probably should just ignore it, except that I'd like to use the opportunity to remind you, it seems like it ought to be common sense, but it isn't apparently for some people. Not only the government, forget the government. What the hell? You need the government to tell you everything? Common sense, wash the stuff before you eat it. Whether it's in a plastic container, whether it's out in the open, whatever, you pick it off of the shelf in the supermarket, a grocery store, a food store, buy it at the farm, wherever you buy it, wash it, wash it, wash it, wash it. There are these sprays, organic sprays you can use to spray it down, wash it off, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, veggie wash, that's great. Yeah, it's basically like concentrated citric acid or something. It's all natural, but it takes the wax off of apples. You can tell the difference right away.
Yeah. I think you can get it in most of the Whole Foods. You can get it in the natural food stores, pretty much, I think, can't you?
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's the best way to do it. Listen to us, how helpful we are.
I know.
Don't drink whiskey. Let's have lettuce and Cinnabons. There we go. And Schnookers or whatever they are.
Schnecken.
19 past the hour.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Thank you. One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Now, 23 after the hour here on the DJV Experience. You're experiencing the thoughts and mind and perspective of Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. The news from entertainment is that J-Lo is going to go back to Will and Grace. Is that other show that she was doing, The Shades of Blue, is she still on that? Is that?
Yeah, they've got another new season coming out.
And that, and I that think dance show that she's on is has just started again, too.
Yep.
Where
World
she's
of Dance.
How does she have time to do all of it?
And she has a Vegas residency still, so I have no idea.
And doesn't she have young children?
She does.
And she's hanging around with A-Rod as well, right?
Yep.
That's still going
she's
on?
Got, yeah,
she's
she
doing
is.
Doing it all.
She
really?
About that.
And he's going to be commentating on, what, ESPN or Fox?
Yes,
he's doing baseball.
Baseball
so.
This season, yeah. Yeah.
They're a very busy couple.
Very busy. All right, well, there's the story on J-Lo. Let's get to some music. Sade is in the musical news at 25 after the hour here. She's going to release first song in 8 years. Director Ava DuVernay announcing that Sade has a song on the soundtrack for the film A Wrinkle in Time, which is coming out. What's that? I remember seeing a preview of that, and I don't remember now what it was about. What's that? Anybody
it's
know
the, you know, the children's story, A Wrinkle in Time, and Oprah's in it, and Reese Witherspoon
oh, okay.
is in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, all right, got it.
And Ava DuVernay is the one who directed that documentary you like, The 13th?
Yes, got it. So she has taken a hiatus. Well, she's actually taken a number of hiatuses. Is that the plural of hiatus?
Hiatai? I've never heard hiatai, but I like it. Let's make it ours.
Hiatai is ours. She's taken a lot of time off, in essence, through her career. She hasn't released a song or an album since 2010. The album was called Soldier of Love. Her song on the Wrinkle in Time soundtrack called Flower of the Universe. Considering her most recent stretch out of the limelight, and in fact she really grants interviews, DuVernay feels lucky to have her involvement in the soundtrack. She tweeted, quote, I never thought she'd say yes, but asked her anyway. She was kind and giving, a goddess. We began a journey together. We'll never forget it. Proud to announce that Sade has created an original song for Wrinkle in Time, Flower of the Universe. So we don't have a copy of that yet. Has it not been released yet? I'm guessing.
Not released yet.
Yeah. Okay.
But her voice is just, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, very smooth. It's all over the, no matter how old a song is, you hear it all over the smooth jazz the stations.
Yep.
Perfect for the smooth jazz stations. Other musical news. A man was convicted yesterday of stealing John Legend's bag at JFK. Never heard it from a bar. Why would you? Is he had a Louis Vuitton bag, had $25,000. Well, it wasn't cash, it was a pair of Cartier cufflinks worth $25,000. Good God. Huh?
Yeah.
Guy's cufflinks.
Like his really wife did for him. I think it's
really?
Nice. Yeah.
You wouldn't, Louis would buy you like $25,000?
Well, no, I'd buy him $25,000 cufflinks if I had the money. Yeah. If I had John Legend, Chrissy Teigen money, sure, why not?
All right.
They probably have, like, emeralds and, you know, like, diamonds and all kinds of stuff on them.
Here's the question. Would you leave it in a bag and then walk away from that bag in the airport?
Absolutely not.
That is the question, Kara. Thank you for underscoring. But I am a fan of John Legend's. The DA in New York City said Augustin Hilario was convicted of criminal possession of stolen property. Took the bag last March when it was left unattended. Well, there you go. How did he know, though? Is it just he was probably just stealing the bag?
He probably just saw a Louis Vuitton bag and then left
what's
out.
What's that worth? What's a Louis Vuitton bag worth?
A couple thousand. If you're the regular duffel bags, yeah.
Really?
They could be, depending on the size, 3,000 to 6,000. Yeah. So a lot of people don't travel with them. A lot of celebrities have said they don't travel with those bags anymore because the baggage handlers will steal them too.
I'll take my $50 travel bag, thanks very much. And be very happy with it. Very happy, in fact, about lots of things today. Hello, it's 28 after the hour.
Teeter Totter. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Teeter Totters consist of a single board balanced on a fulcrum. Children sit on either side and take turns going up and down on it. At some point during their play on a teeter totter, precocious children tend to attempt to find that exact spot where it can be perfectly balanced in the middle so that neither child's feet are touching the ground. And isn't that really the goal of life? I mean, we all have our ups and downs, but ultimately, we're all looking to find some balance in the midst of it all. Maybe today is a good day for you to play on the mental teeter-totter of life and be mindful to incorporate balance into whatever you're doing. For help finding balance in the midst of it all, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles? Happens a lot. It's not fair, not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com. Help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thursday, February 22nd program. DJV, Doug, Jen back tomorrow. Victoria Keelan here. Kara Schillen. So other things that are trending, the parents and students from the school in Florida visited the White House. What happened when they apparently I've seen some pictures of them being in the Oval Office with the president. What do you suppose comes out of that? It seems natural that this be the next step, and then more protests, and that wasn't a protest, but what did you glean out of it, either of you?
Well, you know, the walkouts that happened yesterday for
a lot of them.
Florida students and then students from across the country, I'm happy that this is happening. This is forcing a dialogue. Marco Rubio had a town hall thing he was really put on the spot. Parents who are angry.
Well,
they're
he
afraid,
ought to be.
Yeah, and they're afraid to send their children to school. It's
he
ridiculous.
He takes lots of money from, he's the biggest faker. He's only on to this because, and I, look, you know, I'm not going to do what I'm editing myself right now because I don't like it when people say, well, this is what, why he's doing something or this is what he means by that. I don't know what's in the guy's head or heart. Mm-hmm. I know from what he's done in the past, including taking all that money,
that
he is suspect. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So when these people in Florida go to Tallahassee, there were students in Arizona, also walking out other states as well. The focus is on something that now is bigger than one single person or one single group. And this is, these people, hopefully the 17 who died, don't die in vain.
Yeah.
Don't, as has been the case with so many others who have suffered the same fate, they've died in vain because nothing has happened to change the reality. Students in Phoenix walked out yesterday, Minneapolis, Colorado, a couple of cities there, all over Illinois, and a couple of high schools in Washington saw students walk out as well. How is that covered in the local news media carrier in Washington? That's the local news media. Are they making a circus out of it? Or it seemed to me that in many instances it could be, and it might be more effective even if it were solemn, very, very solemn.
I honestly haven't seen as much from the local press. I've been watching more national stuff, I don't really watch the news on TV very much as it is. But I would say that the take on TV is very solemn. Like everyone is very serious faced. But the thing that I've liked is I've seen a lot of the kids. So it's less conversation about what the kids are saying and more actual. They're on TV. It's a lot of focus on what they're actually saying, and I think that's really important, especially for coming generations to see that they have power and that the things that they have to say are important. So, I'm very, very hopeful about what they have to say.
And one of the things that I thought was interesting about the Marco Rubio thing, well, and look, I'll give Rubio a little bit of credit here. He showed up. He knew it was going to be bad. He showed up. The governor didn't. So I give him a little bit of a credit just to even have the conversation. So that's one thing. But the other thing that I think is so great, kids are now asking questions that are making them more informed voters. A student last night actually asked Marco Rubio if he's going to continue to take money from the NRA.
And what did he say?
It's a video answer. I don't know what exactly he said. Talked around it, but fact that kids are at least
good
talking about these issues and asking these questions, it's great.
Ask the questions. So the fellow state representative Sean Harrison in Florida said he was appalled by the comments made by one of his district secretaries about survivors of the mass shootings. There've been a lot of this actors traveling into various parts of the country to protest. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a little of that, but not. So what? It's still making the point. The point's what's more important here, whether there are people coming from some other place or not, or whoever's stirring it up. Stop with the. And by the way, the guy got fired. But the fact that this is going on, we're having the conversation. Never too late. It is for the people who have died, but it's not too late to change. The president yesterday promised tougher background checks, mental health screens for gun buyers, but there is no mention anywhere about the changing of the laws. The only thing that's going to fix this is changing policies, regulations that pertain to campaign finances. That's the only thing that will fix this. Nothing else. All the rest of it is window dressing and bunkum.
I think a ban on assault weapons and a reform
of
But you know, but Trump's big after his listening session, you know, the big takeaway that people have is that his idea, which he said during his campaign, and so, you know, I guess if that's what he wants to do, he's keeping a campaign promise. He wants to arm teachers. And I have several friends who are teachers who would never hold a gun and would never even want that, a gun in their classroom. But that's right. His idea. So that's going to be
a great idea. What happens at
security guards? Not making maybe. Teachers have to do it.
Well, you don't make them. They either decide they want to do it. If they want to, maybe there's something to be said for that. But it's like the person who had the gun in the movie theater. It's just, there's too many things that can go wrong with that, I think.
Yeah, I think
depending
so, too.
What the students is, you know, you look around at the report that came out yesterday about the MS-13 gang, which had not enjoyed a great time during the Clinton years and the Bush years. There was a big push on to get rid of these people that come across the border. They're all Mexicans. But then the number of illegals exploded in the last 10 years, and a number of them, the MS-13 people, have been linked to hundreds of murders. The gang is called Mara Salvatrucha, thus MS, Mara Salvatrucha. Anyway, and the members of the gang, there was an old Law and Order on last night I was watching as I was having my dinner. And it was basically about this, the kind of stuff that went on in New York. And I think the Law and Order episode was from 2006, 2007. And you think about that. You see it. Remember they always just say about Law and Order, ripped from the headlines. Well,
yeah.
It was, because those gangs are all over the place in the big cities, especially New York and Los Angeles. Now more and more in Chicago. And in the prison population, it's incestuous, the way the gang runs things from inside these prisons. So one wonders about this report and what impact it may have on fueling the fire for either pro-DACA or against DACA, but it doesn't do DACA any good. I don't think the report does it any good.
Well, people who don't want to save the Dreamers, they're going to lump it all in and make it one issue. And unfortunately, politically, and this happens on both sides,
we're
a nation of lumpers. Everybody just kitchen sinks everything. No one can see one individual issue. They have to lump it in with everything else to try to prove a point that they want to get one thing passed, so they lump everything together. It's why the I think it's why the immigration is just so complex, and it doesn't need to be. There are so many individual issues under the umbrella of immigration, but everybody just, you know, divides it into two things, and it's usually the left versus the right, and that's it. So it's unfortunate now that I think you're absolutely right. People who don't want the Dreamers and don't care about them, they're going to lump this all in and say that the Dreamers are now part of, here's the next fake news, and bots are going to be all over. The Dreamers are actually harboring all of the MS-13 gang, and that's the kind of stuff we're going to see now, and people are going to spread that around.
It's so complicated that people are looking for a simple fix. It's kind of like the gun thing. The simple fix is campaign finance reform. That really is the simple fix, because then these chicken liver, these cowards who don't want to go up against the people who give them all the money won't do anything legislatively. Not that there aren't enough gun laws on the books, because there are, but you need to be enforcing the laws and then changing some of them so that things like the AK-47 are not allowed. End of story, period. Police have them, and the military, that's all. Nobody else.
Yep.
44 past the hour. All right, so the Olympics, I haven't heard this skier who didn't do any tricks.
This is Kara's favorite.
Elizabeth Swainy says, I do front flips and back flips on the water, but apparently they were figuring she was going to do it as a skier, and she didn't? What's the story?
No, this is the woman that yesterday you asked Kara and me who we thought was sort of getting the most spotlight attention as as Olympians.
Yeah.
And she's now moving into the spotlight very quickly, because everyone, this is trending on social media. People are interested in this woman. She's 33. She literally does the Olympic half pipe, but doesn't do any tricks. She just sort of slowly skis through it. But the fact that she has entered all of these World competitions where you only need to be in the top 30, and there's usually less than 30 people who enter. So that means if you just don't fall down, you can advance. So that's how she's built up all the points to make it to the Olympics. And the funny thing is, people either think she's a hero, and they're calling her the new Eddie the Eagle or the new Jamaican bobsled team, or they're calling her the worst Olympian in history. So she's getting it on both sides, but it is funny. She said, I do front flips and back flips onto the water, and sometimes 720s, but I just can't do it on snow yet.
Huh.
But she's in the Olympics on snow.
She's 33 years old, competing for Hungary because her grandparents are from there.
Yeah.
That's interesting how you go through. It's kind of like getting a passport.
I could be on the Irish ski team then, which doesn't exist, but I could compete for Ireland.
You could be on the Irish drinking team.
Yes.
You want to do that?
Well, there's a lot of competition for that. That's
why we're in the state of flex in South Korea and North Korea. Came out yesterday that Vice President Pence was planning to secretly meet with a delegation of North Korean leaders while he was at the Olympics last week, but the Koreans canceled at the last minute. So the State Department spokesperson said, we regret the failure to seize the opportunity. And it's interesting because the North Koreans were the ones who asked for, apparently, the meeting.
But, you know, he also admitted that he ignored Kim Jong-un's sister, and she was only like three people over from him, so maybe they saw that as some sort of a slight, and that's why they canceled the meeting. Because, you know, it doesn't matter if she's a woman, she is top dog next to Kim Jong-un, so if she felt that he was not respecting her, then I could easily see them saying, forget it, no, you know, meeting's off.
So, Kara, what's the medal count at this point? You're the one who keeps up with that. We won yesterday in cross-country skiing. What else?
Well, we're catching up a little bit, but I mean, at this point, it's kind of sad. Like, we are still very
Norway,
far behind.
Norway, yeah. Norway.
Norway is kicking our butt, and they're going to continue kicking our butt. We have 21 now, which is, yesterday we were like, we had half of what the leaders had. Now we have a little bit more. We have 21. Mm-hmm. Norway has 34. Mm-hmm. We still only have 8 golds, which seems like not a lot to me.
Yeah.
Right? This has been going on for like almost 2 weeks now, and we only have 8 golds. So
tonight is the women's figure skating finals, and we don't have a shot at the podium for that either.
So was there a moment yesterday? It was kind of like Tonya Harding, where the North Korean speed skater tried to knock down the Japanese rival that was out there on the ice.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. I might want to check that out.
Like an elbow kind of a thing?
Well, he was lying on the ice. He extended his arm out and grabbed
wow.
the skate of the competitor by the blade.
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty deliberate.
Yes.
I would say.
Wow. Apparently the Japanese skater, he must be the nicest guy ever. He said, I believe it was unintentional. His hand happened to be by my skate as he fell down.
Nah.
He's the nicest guy ever, because I would be mad.
All right, Victoria, the NBA has issued a statement about the investigation into employees at the Dallas Mavericks. Yesterday we were talking about that and trying to bring Mark Cuban into it. So where is that at this point?
Well, essentially, they've hired a company. The Mavericks have hired a company to do an investigation. There is a person who was in charge of their HR department, their human resources, who was receiving these complaints and literally did nothing about them. So Mark Cuban fired that person yesterday. Uh-huh. Mark Cuban said that he did not know anything about all of this, but he said, obviously, I don't have a tolerance for this. He said it was embarrassing. This really was all aimed at the former president of the Mavericks. So it really, Cuban's not accused of anything in this, really, but I think that he's going to clean up the environment. The other bad news for Cuban yesterday, he got fined $600,000 for making a comment on Dr. J's podcast where he basically implied that he told his team to tank their final games in order to get a better draft pick, which is... That didn't sit well. Oh yeah.
Oh my
his
God.
His quote was, I'm probably not supposed to say this, but we weren't competing for the playoffs, and I told the guys, look, losing is our best option.
Send us a check. It's 11 before the hour.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team! Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this! Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
After the hour, it seems like only seconds ago that I was saying 53 past the hour from yesterday's broadcast. And now, today, once again, as we do every day at this time, focus our attention on Victoria's Tech Talk report with a little bit of info on Uber and how they can save you some dough. And then, the gun control debate has gotten into social media. We'll get to that as well. Right after this important technical news.
The Geek Out.
I've never understood why Apple got rid of the MagSafe. This was the cleverly designed little adapter that allowed the power cord of a MacBook to safely break away if the cord was stripped on, keeping the laptop from falling to the floor. But this general idea has been picked up and put to use in an adapter that can be used on the outlet end of any power cord. It's called the Tug, and a small design company has created this magnetic two-piece adapter that serves the exact same purpose. Plug a power cord into the Tug, and then the Tug goes into the power outlet. If the cord is pulled, the Tug safely breaks in two, and no one's worse for the wear. The Tug is on sale now for $20, and I've got links about the Tug breakaway power adapter over on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, let's get to it here, Victoria. First up, Uber has a new plan, and it will save you money. I'm going to use Uber later on today, so how am I going to save some money?
Well, if you use the new service, which is called Express Pool, it actually links riders in the same area who want to travel to similar destinations. And so this one...
They have
it
already. They have...
Well, here, hang on. you're correct. You are correct.
Hang on, Sloopy. Go ahead.
This one's called Express Pool. The other one that you're thinking of was called Pool. Pool is a direct... It will pick you up wherever you want to be picked up, and then you share the car with other people. That is a little bit more expensive, and it takes a little bit longer to get to your destination because everyone gets dropped off where they want to go. Express Pool, you may have to walk a few blocks because you meet in a common location, and the destination is also in a common location where then everyone gets out of the car and walks to wherever their final destination is. So that actually can save you, walking a little bit extra, can save you up to 75% off of a regular Uber ride.
So can walking to the bus.
That's true. But sometimes buses don't really go to, depending on where you live, buses may not go where you need to get to, you know? Mm-hmm. So, right. But Express Pool is actually launched right now. They're starting a 24/7 service in L.A., Philly, Washington, Miami, San Diego, and Denver, and then they're going to be rolling out into smaller market cities within the next couple of weeks.
All right. So that's, if you want to save a couple of bucks, perhaps the way to do it. Gun control making its way into social media, as well it might. What's the story here?
Well, the Snapchat, actually, when all the kids were walking out of schools in Arizona and California and Florida and D.C., Snapchat actually had their new feature, it's a new-ish feature, of Snap Maps. And so if you weren't in any of those places, but you wanted to follow along and see live video from where everyone was walking out and having these protests, Snapchat had everything lit up on the map, which is really cool. And this is a way that is really connecting millennials and Gen Z. They're the younger kids. This is making kids feel socially empowered, and I think it's a great way that Snapchat is staying relevant to their market and keeping up with, you know, the actual important news of the day rather than just, you know, filters of unicorns.
How much do you use Snapchat?
I don't really use Snapchat that much myself. I use Instagram stories pretty much exclusively. That's my go-to social media platform.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Kara?
Yeah, I'm the same. I know a lot of people still use it, but I think it's moved more to, like, younger generations, and the older generations are moving to Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm an older generation.
So am I in that situation. How do you separate, like, 15-year-olds to mid-20-year-olds?
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
So there was a big, what I remember was Instagram following Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber and all the people, because Selena Gomez got, 133 million followers or something?
Yeah.
And they're all trying to get 100 million fans. Justin Bieber has, get the two of them together. That was a big Instagram moment, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. All right, listen to me. Listen to us. This is the deep.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.